Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 1 August 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes that's been on this program a lot of times over several years. He and I go back, golly, 25 years longer, I don't know. We're going to talk to Mr. Larry Pratt. He was the head owner of GOA. As you already know, probably, the House just passed a semi-automatic gun control bill in the House. I don't think it's through the Senate. We're going to discuss that a lot more there at the break. Before I get this, though, I do want to let you know that we are still taking cards, get well cards, to Dr. Carrie Madej. I will send out the last batch this Thursday. So if you don't get a get well card for Dr. Carrie, please get to me before Thursday. I'm going to send that to her. She's doing well. She'll be joining us this coming Wednesday at 8 o'clock, of course, our program time, to give her testimony, folks, and wait till you hear her testimony. Don't miss it, whatever you do. But if you want to send a card to her, mail it to us. We're going forward to her, okay? And do it quickly, because I want everybody can to send her one. She certainly earned it. And we're going to offer this week, a couple of weeks, the one book we've been offered for a while, Once Saved, Always Saved, The Fallacy of That. And if you have a friend who is a Baptist, he needs to read this book, or she does. It's written by Matt Tiemann, a very, very well-done book on the fallacy of Once Saved, Always Saved doctrine. It's $5, folks. That's $2.50 off the regular price. That will cover shipping. That's about it. But I want to get people's hands as fast as possible. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa you want to order Once Saved. And use your credit card, debit card, $5, get it to you. Or if you want to get her address and write for it, that's fine. We've got plenty of them here. If you want one, be sure and get it. REM sleep, folks, is getting scarcer and scarcer. If you like REM sleep, get it while you still have it. It may last another week. It may last another month. I don't know. But sometimes people buy 6 and 7, 8 bottles at a time because we have it on sale. You know that. So call as quick as you can to get yours while you can. And I will make mention that we have 1 medium-sized T-shirt, 5 small T-shirts, and 5 2X T-shirts. If you want to receive the T-shirts at $10 a piece, we got 5 small, 5 2X, and 1 medium left. Folks, get them while you can. And please do. I mean, wear them. I like to wear them. I like people to see what I believe and what I stand for. If you're not ashamed of Christ and boldness in Christ, you're not going to walk in fear, let them know it. We have one medium, 5 small, and 5 2X left. $10 a piece. Get them while you can. Now, our guest tonight, as I said, is Larry Pratt. He is... Well, he's a friend of mine, folks, that has been for a lot of years. I've known this man long enough to know that he's like a bulldog. When he grabs a hold of something, he doesn't turn loose. He and the people he worked with in Gun Owners America have done more good work for guns, for gun rights, and I hate to use the word rights, but for ability to keep and bear arms that I had to put up a fight with the government all the time, and then about any group I know of. And now we're under attack because we know who's in office. We know who he's running both houses of Congress. We know what's going on. We know what they're doing. Folks are trying to destroy the country. Now we have Biden actually using federal marshals. Biden is using federal marshals to escort illegals. That's right. Across the border and to give them over to Border Patrol until they can turn them loose into the country. Now, I'm serious about that. They're also giving them Social Security numbers when they cross the border. They're giving them Social Security numbers when they cross the border. And now Los Angeles, city of Los Angeles, is now going to hire illegals for offices in the government. They're going to hire criminals. Criminals, folks, that's what they are, as your government leaders in Los Angeles. All you lucky people, you. I bet you're so feeling so blessed to live there. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know what's going on with all that, folks. We're being taken down piece by piece, bit by bit. And a prayer request tonight for Bill. Bill's wife, Valerie, asked me to please put him up in prayer. He had the other night acute appendicitis. He went for surgery at a different hospital. I'm sure he's had surgery, but he has to recover now. So keep Bill in your prayers, please. And also, announcement for a new network is going to be carrying our program starting tonight. K-Star Media, that's Kingdom Star Radio, KingdomStarRadio.com, that's KingdomStarRadio.com, is going to be carrying our broadcast starting tonight, and that's K-Star Media is the network name, but if you want to look at the website, it's KingdomStarRadio.com. Thank you so much, Angeline, for carrying our broadcast. We appreciate it. Thanks for helping us reach all the people we can as fast as we can. Thank you so much. Now, we'll move on to our guest. Our guest is Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt and I go back a long time. He's been a friend of mine for a long, long time. He stuck with us through thick and thin. We've been through a lot of things together over the years. He's spoken at our seminars. He's just done a lot of things that we've done together. Larry Pratt, welcome back to the program.
Well, Pastor Butch, good to be with you. And when you mentioned the folks in Los Angeles and the difficulties they're facing, you identified one of the reasons so many of them are leaving the state. Many of them end up in Florida. And from what we can gather, the ones that go to Texas or Florida are the ones that are looking for a way to continue working for a living. And typically the ones that stay behind are getting the check for doing nothing. So it's kind of sorting things out, and it's going to make it a lot clearer as to who you are and what you're doing and what you believe, depending on what state you're in.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But can you believe that they're actually using federal marshals to escort them across the border, turn them over to Border Patrol so they can be released into the country, and now they're getting them Social Security numbers, and Los Angeles is going to hire them to work in the county government, the county of Los Angeles. Can you believe that? Can you believe that we're going that far gone, that we have people in office that are that damnably un-American, un-Christian, that would do this to this nation?
Well, it's believable, and the first question that pops up in my mind is if the anticipated Republican sweep of the federal elections coming up in November actually takes place, will the Republicans in Congress have the backbone to impeach the president and vice president and install somebody who's really pro-American as the Speaker of the House? You don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House. And I think those are going to be some litmus tests as to how serious Republicans are if they have the benefit of this so-called red wave that is supposed to be coming ashore. Is it going to be just more of the same, or is it actually going to bring maybe a shift in the mentality by and large of those who are Republican members of Congress, and will they actually seek to make a difference even if the leadership of the House and the Senate wants to be as compromising as they have been? Will they feel enough pressure that one of my favorite politicians, he wasn't always that great, but Everett Dirksen had a way with words, and he was fond of saying that When I feel the heat, I see the light. And so will they pull enough heat after this election when they have to go out and actually meet with the voters in the days and weeks leading up to the election? Are they going to sense a difference in the attitude of the average American, us average folks? Are they going to see something that makes them think, looks like maybe the mood of the country is a little more serious than it's been here before? Maybe I'd better listen to the Lauren Boberts of Colorado and the Senator, his name just went out of my head, from Missouri, Hawley. Will these be the folks that end up getting the attention they deserve and the leadership that would actually make a difference in how the Congress moved? So the jury's still out. We'll see what happens, but we can hope, because I think there's a different mood from most of the elections that I've been involved in or following, and we're going to find out real quickly in November if anything's going to change.
Well, I hope you're right on that, and I've seen this with the Republicans. I mean, look, Trump had 2 years of both houses of control Republicans, and really did nothing. Basically, did nothing. They didn't. And of course, I remember back in the 90s when Newt Gingrich was going clean house, and they did, but they didn't accomplish a lot either. Maybe they may have the opportunity. My concern is most of them are either bought off or bribed off, or maybe blackmailed off. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. I don't put a lot of faith in political leaders.
There's a lot of weak-willed guys. The term I served in the Virginia legislature put me in contact with the entire Republican caucus. And when a big issue on a tax increase came up in the first month that we were down in Richmond, the governor and just about all of the Republicans had campaigned again on the theme of no new taxes. When you think about it, that's not really that radical. It's not saying we're going to get rid of some of the oppressive taxes that we've been afflicted by. We're just not going to have any new taxes. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that was a good start. And so the governor, and as far as I know, all the Republicans had campaigned on that rather minimalist platform. And sure enough, within a month, the governor is pushing a tax increase. And we had a caucus meeting, and I said, well, you know, I had a meeting with the governor the other day, and I asked him, he didn't have an answer, if we're going to go for a tax increase, how are we going to explain that to the people that we said no new taxes? And one of the more liberal Republicans looked at me with an eye roll and said, look, that was during the campaign. Now we're governing.
Yeah. And you know, that's really the attitude a lot of them. That's a shame. But once they get in, they forget about us and what we thought and what they do. They really don't give a hoot after that. They're in office, and they pretty well got made for a few years, and they know that. That's the sad part about it. Which it seems like the people kind of roll over and go to sleep once they're in office.
Well, somewhat, because they're in a bubble, and the input they're getting from their voters isn't as direct and immediate as it was during the campaign. Even though I had a full-time job with gun owners, I pretty much took off the last month and was out going door-to-door and various meetings and had all that kind of contact with people. And I'll be honest, as I was telling my wife what was going on in that first month and how the governor had gone wobbly, and these were the arguments that were being put forth. When I started listing the arguments, she jumped down the phone line at me and said, now, you're not thinking about voting for that, are you? Well, I don't know. I wasn't, actually, but I think that there were probably not enough members of the legislature that had a similar response as they started reciting the arguments that were being made for selling out. And without that kind of backbone input, it's really easy to go wobbly. And the governor was certainly hearing from all the major business leaders, and some of them were headquartered right there in Richmond. They didn't have to go far. And I think that's the pressure cooker, the bubble that you're in when you're in these legislative arenas, even apart from anybody offering you big money contributions, just that hermetic environment where you're not hearing well from back home, it's enough to make it very difficult for a legislator. And it means that we can't elect them and then just send them off and say, well, I hope you do a good job. See you later. We got to be in their face politely, but we got to be in their face the whole time.
Well, you know, I've been in this battle along with you, Larry. You know that. You've been involved in directly. I've been involved in indirectly fighting this issue of so-called gun rights. And you and I both know that was not a right. It was a God-given duty to arm ourselves, and we need to do that. Right here in the Lowell County, in Nicholas County, West Virginia, we had 3 shootings in 2 nights, and 5 people killed. 2 of them were killed in a nail shop where my wife could get her nails done, right next door to the doctor's office where she and I both go. But the guy walked in, shot a husband and wife, and then the cops killed him. We had a shooting over at Old Town Craigsville. You saved. Guy went and asked for an ambulance. Ambulance come. He wouldn't go. They called the cops. He started shooting the cops. They shot him. Another shooting at a little town called Cottle. I go to the Anytime Fitness gym about 3 times a week. I was there Sunday afternoon. A state police buddy of mine was in there also. He said, stay by carrying in the gym. And I said, actually, you know, I have thought about the same thing. Putting a 357 in my bag and just leave it in there in case I need it. Hope I never do. But these things are going nuts everywhere. I mean, morality is going. We've taken God out of society. No one believes in moral absolutes any longer as a whole. They just go out and do what he want to do. They're on drugs. They don't care. Folks, if you don't defend yourself, the cops can't be there all the time. And be quite honest with you, it's not their duty to defend you. It's not their duty. It's your duty. That's why God gave you the duty to keep and bear arms, men and women. So don't get into this stuff, but I got a right to. No, you got a duty to. Let's move on beyond that. But in Canada, go ahead.
And a dreadful situation is developing, and the call goes out, 9/11, here we are, send the cops. They're right down on the street from that gym. It's going to take them at least 5 to 10 minutes to get there.
Of course.
Just to get things sorted out and to make sure they know what they're doing and who you are. It's a legitimate call. They get there, and it takes a little time to do all that, get kitted up, get all the gear that they need. And in 5 to 10 minutes, there'll be a lot of dead people.
Well, this is what we're facing. And I get so frustrated. These so-called pro-gun politicians who keep saying, talking about automatic weapons, and I keep saying those are not automatic weapons. Automatic weapons have been basically outlawed in this country since 1930s. They're machine guns, folks. We're talking about semis here, not automatics. Automatics, when you pull the trigger, hold the trigger back and keeps firing. Semis got to squeeze the trigger every shot. But these politicians, both protecting their guns, don't even know the difference between a semi and an auto. And probably most of them don't know the difference between a semi and a revolver. And these are things people have got to understand. These politicians are running office on rhetoric. A lot of them do that, just to get in office. Make sure who you vote for as best you can, or who they say they are. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, the Constitution doesn't distinguish between semi-automatic and fully automatic.
No.
But we're at a point right now where we'll be happy, at least for the moment, attempt to defend the semi-automatic, one bullet per one pull of the trigger. The police have fully automatic weapons. Therefore, those who work for us should have no weaponry superior to what the run-of-the-mill citizen might have himself. That's the idea of the Constitution.
Absolutely right.
The British tried telling us that we didn't hate those muskets, and shortly, I guess it was right after the War for Independence, but we started being able to get rifles, the first rifles that went into production. And the same arguments were made then. Well, you know, who needs one of those? We've got muskets. The British didn't want us to have muskets. So you could take care of an oppressor with a musket, maybe not as efficiently as with a rifle, but you could do it. And so the technology has developed, but the argument is basically the same. And are the people going to have the means to defend themselves, not just against the John Dillinger-type crook, and that's important. That has to be done, too, because as you pointed out, the cops can't be there for the first 5 or 10 minutes that you may be dying. But we need our guns to protect ourselves from tyrants. People that don't respect the Constitution had no intent of obeying the Constitution when they took their oath of office.
Well, they're not doing now. The Constitution is really a dead piece of paper, unless you want to mention it from time to time. It hasn't been obeyed for a long time, Larry. And I'm going to say this, make a lot of people angry, but I can't help it. That doesn't change the truth. If they obeyed the Constitution, we wouldn't have Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, and all this stuff. We would not be in there. That we'd be taking care of ourselves as a free people, a people that govern ourselves. But we don't have that any longer. And we curse ourselves according to Jeremiah 17:5. But this situation in Canada, they're doing a mandatory buyback of semi-automatics, AR-15, semi-pistols. They're doing a mandatory buyback in Canada. Now, this law is passed in 2020, so obviously people still have them 2 years later. They're going to sell them back? I don't know. But Canada says mandatory buyback. America is not far from that. Go ahead.
How to play with words, because when they say that it's a mandatory buyback, I didn't buy the gun from the government, and neither did the Canadian people buy their from the government. They bought it from a store, the way you and I would buy a gun, or perhaps, although I'm not sure it's legal very much in Canada, but you and I can buy a gun from a private person. It's not an illegal gun to own, and we can buy it.
That's right.
Anywhere in this country, and they want to talk about a buying back. Well, we didn't buy it from the government, and frankly, neither did the Canadians. And I think what we saw with those truckers in Canada is probably, hopefully, something similar to what's been happening here in this country. I think the left has gone beyond what the American people are going to tolerate, because the American people, I think, are becoming more aware of what the left has been doing. And, oh, you mean that's what you meant by gun safety laws? I don't think I'm in agreement with that being safety. All the guns in the hands of the government is not gun safety. That's called loss of freedom.
Well, you know, I just read an article, David, in the UK where the people are basically not allowed to own any kind of firearm. Somebody did a drive-by shooting with an AR-15. Now, where in the world did they get an AR-15 in the hands of an individual in the UK? They've been outlawed there for years. They never were legal there, actually. I mean, where did that come from? I mean, gee, do you mean somebody actually broke the law and bought a gun into the country and then sold it or used it? Gee, can you believe that? That's hard to believe. I mean, in the UK, where there are no guns really allowed, folks, the world's laughing at us. I mean, the tyrants already had the people's guns, look at the Americans and say, man, the American people are stupid. And we are, as a whole. We are. Look what we have in office and tolerate. We have a president that gives Social Security numbers as he crosses the border, saying, vote and drive, get a driver's license. We have an escorted cross by federal marshals. We give them jobs in Los Angeles County in government, and even though they're illegal. Illegal means criminal, folks. We do that, and the people still basically keep silent. Now we're seeing more and more push to disarm the people. I think probably we're heading down a bad road. I really do. And I think they see it coming. I know the leaders of the country don't care. Obviously, Biden, Larry, doesn't care. He's part of the program to take down this country. The man hasn't got any... of his mind left to do anything with it. Everybody knows that. It's not a joke. It's not funny. It's just the way it is. So he's not doing anything. He's a puppet in somebody's hands, as putty in a child's hand. So we know the people that hate this country are taking it down piece by piece. Folks, there's people in our government, they want a one world order under communism, and they're getting it. As we watch TV, watch the ball games, they're getting it. Larry, go ahead.
Well, hopefully, and I agree with what you're saying, that this is the way things have been heading, but I think they've gone too far. Folks are now seeing things that they never saw before, and maybe my only disagreement would be I don't know that the American people are stupid. I think they're not well informed. I think we've been lazy, and we haven't been trying to find out what's going on because we, being poorly informed by the media, we didn't realize that we needed to be paying attention to these things.
What?
Well, now that game has been changed, I think, and I do believe that the left is going to be taken to the cleaners. And I'm not even sure they can cheat enough to overcome what's about to happen to them.
Well, you know, I would like to agree with that. And I would say, yes, ignorance is a better word in some cases. But with this much history and this much stuff that we've seen happen in history, all the records we have of the past, all the things we're seeing happening now, and we still aren't paying attention, I got to wonder, are we ignorant? Or are we stupid? I mean, the evidence is there. You can't dismiss the evidence of what's happened in the past. You certainly can't dismiss what's happening now. It's right in front of us. If we aren't riled up enough now to stand up, I don't think there's enough guts in the country left to do anything. That breaks my heart. I'm praying I'm wrong on that, and I'm praying the Lord will intervene. That's always going to help if the Lord intervenes. It's not going to happen the other way. I'm praying that He will, and we'll see things change.
It might give us some hope is that in Virginia, things have been moving much toward the left. People were voting for, well, we had a governor that thought if a baby is born live, just let him lie there for a while and let the mother decide whether she wants to kill the kid or not. That was the governor of Virginia, a pediatric physician, pediatric physician he must have been, and he was voted down rather sadly because people became aware maybe about a month before the election, the Democrat nominee for governor let it out of the bag that he wanted to go along with all the woke things that were going on in the schools, made it very plain, actually said, absolutely, that's what I want to do. And things turned around on him, and he got whooped pretty good. And the top three candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, lieutenant, and attorney general were all elected. And I, frankly, was pleasantly surprised that this happened because it was a reversal of the direction that Virginia has been headed. Virginia was tilting to the left because the Washington, D.C. suburbs had so many bureaucrats working for the federal government, which had been growing and growing and growing, that it was tipping what had been a Republican state toward the Democrat column. And all of a sudden, the new leaders got a little bit annoyed. And
okay, you're right. Folks, back at the break, a lot more talk about and phone calls. What's your comments tonight? 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. What's your comments tonight? Come share with us.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manor Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we're back in tonight. We're talking with one of my best friends in the world I've known for a long time. Don't get with him in person much, but he's my friend. He's my brother in Christ. And I admire his tenacity, his desire to do what's right, and not only to protect her, to keep her guns in her hand, but they loves Christ, and he's trying to do that right also, folks. I'll call him a brother and a friend. His name is Larry Pratt. If any comments that you want to make tonight about what's happening in this country, especially as far as trying to snatch the guns from us, you can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And folks, I go, Larry and I both could go on for stories telling you history about the so-called arms control and what happened to the people to give up the guns. We could go through that for hours. The first instance I know of was in the Bible, in the book of Samuel. I think it's First Samuel, where the Philistines disarmed the Israelites, took away all the swords and the spears, and took the blacksmiths out of the country, so they couldn't even make anymore. They couldn't make anything out of metal because they took the blacksmiths. So when they went to war, they had to fight with sickles and scythes and whatever they had in their hand, because they were disarmed. I mean, the Philistines were their tyrannical government at the time. They had to overthrow it with nothing but tools in their hands, except for Jonathan and his servant David. David and Jonathan had a sword. The rest of them went to war with nothing but tools. And I'm telling you, folks, this is coming to America. Coming to any country that allows it. Canada's going down that road very quickly. They never did have what we had. They never had what we had. We have had everything. This nation at one time had God as its leader. We at one time reverenced God in His Word, fulfilled His laws by doing justice the way He wrote it. We've forgotten our God. Now we're losing our country. Literally losing our country. In Psalms 106, God said, because He abhors His inheritance, because the people turn against Him, I'll put people rule over them that hate them. Well, guess what? It's happening to America right now. That's just the way it is. And if you want to call and talk to us, you feel free to do so. We'd love to hear from you. Larry, anything else you want to say before we move on?
Well, just to kind of put this in an historical perspective, I would say that this has been going on for a long, long time. It really began even before Woodrow Wilson was president. But this fellow that came out of academia, been the head of Princeton University, was the guy that started things on the move. And it kind of reminds me, when I think about Woodrow Wilson, that he's somewhat of a parallel to what we have in the White House now. Wilson began to decline mentally quite severely, and his wife became the acting, no publicity.
That's right.
But she became really the acting president of the United States. And I would say that the current president of the United States is so mentally impaired from everything we can see, just looking at the vacuous look in his eyes, that Jill Biden, the doctor of education, his wife, is probably in many ways, along with other staffers that have been brought in with this administration, they're the ones that are actually running things. It doesn't mean that they're any left wing. In fact, if anything, they may be more so. So we've got a real serious problem. And the saving grace could be that enough Americans are seeing, when they see the president and his behavior, they realize this is not the level of mental acuity that is needed to be a president, let alone apart from any philosophy, any point of view, any adherence to the Constitution. This poor guy is rapidly becoming a vegetable. And I don't think the American people want to be ruled by a carrot.
No, they don't. They don't, and now there's actually talk of impeachment for different issues, but that's way down the road. It's going to be at least past November before that happens, obviously, and that's only a few months away. But we're seeing steadily what's happening, and our producer just shared with us, folks. Todd, our producer, shared with us a story about happening in Texas when they were having a gun buyback in Texas. True story. Now I don't know the details yet, but a gentleman made up 30 non-firing 3D. I'm sorry, 60 3D handguns. 60 3D non-firing pistols. Sold them back, $50 a piece, made $3,000. I love that man. I love that man. Love to meet that man, shake his hand, and buy him a hamburger. I really would. I mean, I appreciate somebody with that big gonads to do that. Walk in and say, "Here, boys, I got some guns for you." You know,
that's right. A lot of people.
I love that.
And a hamburger, and offered him a ride to wherever he wants to go. And I imagine he's sitting pretty well right now at the moment, because what he did was, it was real true grit. And I think he's a real American. This is a guy that hopefully ends up getting the kind of attention that I think he deserves, because it will encourage many of the rest of us to go and do something similar. And it's a way of flipping off the government, if I can use that euphemism, to tell them what we're thinking about them. You remember there was this Democrat congresswoman that Sanchez is the last name, from California, the L.A. area. She was at the congressional baseball game where the congressmen and their staff go out and play a game, and she flipped off the Republicans. Well, ma'am, I think you and your party, you keep acting that way, and the American people are going to flip you all off.
Well, I hope they do that. I really do. I do. Let's take a call. We've been talking about Canada. Let's go to Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, yeah, nice talking to you. I have a prediction as far as this gun bill. It's going to go through because you've got enough rhinos to tip the balance, so it's going to go through. People will bellyache and cry, but when they come to collect the guns, they will do just what they did in Katrina. Lay down like sheep and hand the guns over. Yep. And then in the fall, the post office has a new division that just started. They're going to pour mail-in ballots and all that. They're going to cheat the election, and a few Republicans will go cluck, cluck, cluck. And then they'll fall back asleep and go back to their yards and their ball games and their motorboats.
You know, I hope you're wrong.
They don't have any balls left. That's long gone.
I agree. I pray you're wrong. I do, Jeff. I pray you're wrong, but I'm afraid you're right.
I hear these guys. They'll never take my guns. Yeah, they'll take your guns. Because you don't have the stones to stand up. You don't.
I tend to agree.
And that's my prediction. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
They do the same thing with guns here. Now, there's a misnomer or a misunderstanding that people up here don't have guns. They do. They have lots of shotguns, rifles, etc., etc., and people keep their pie holes shut if they have them or what they have or if they don't, which is a good thing. And, of course, he's doing the same thing. It's part of Agenda 2030. It's all part of the same thing. And, you know, that's my prediction. But if they have, the only way, the days of peacefully stopping this by voting and doing all that, that's long gone. They will have to have, states will have to speed and say, we're done, bring it on. And it's going to end bloody. It will. It's way past the point of ever being resolved in a peaceful fashion. I hate to say that, but it is true.
I think you're right, Jeff. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I got to jump, but thanks for the call. I believe you're right. I hate to say it. I think he's right. I think we're going to civil war. As Demetri Duman prophesied, I don't want to happen. God forbid it happens. But, folks, America has set back on her do-nothing self-righteousness for a long time, and now we're going to pay for it. Now, Larry, you're about to say something. What'd you say?
Well, I think the caller expresses the concerns many, many Americans have. It's certainly not something that we could just say, oh, no, that'll never happen here. It could happen here. I'm hopeful that the left has kind of forgotten how they got as far as they have gotten so far. And they've gotten so far by lying, by dissimulating, concealing, and now they're kind of showing their cards, and hopefully, and I can't say I know for sure, but it kind of looks to me as if they've shown their cards a little early. They got a little excited about how close they're getting to the goal, and I think maybe they've overplayed their hand, and if I'm right, they're going to get spanked pretty hard.
Well, I got to tell you what, and this is a poll I didn't do, it's been done, a third or more of the voters believe are going to have to take up arms against our government. That's a third or more of the voters right now in America. A third or more, that's 3 out of 10 are saying, we're going to take up our arms to defend this country. I mean, we're not the only ones thinking that, folks. It's being talked about. I don't want to see it, but the Mitchell Doom and the prophet come through this country back in the 80s and 90s, said America would go to war and then be attacked from the south from Russia and other countries. And by the way, Russia has got bases in the south, so does China. And I hope that this is delayed, perhaps, for the glory of God, but we will see. We will see. And if you want to call and talk to Larry or myself, please do. 844-769-2944. We want your opinion also. Your opinion counts. You know, you people say, well, I'm just one individual. So am I. But I got a voice. I reach thousands by the grace of God with the voice I have. I want you to reach them too. Now's your chance. You can talk to the whole world right now. If you have a comment you want to share, now's your chance to share it with the whole world, folks. We're blessed because of Todd and Kevin Gallagher and now K-Star Radio getting us all over the world. On shortwave now, of course, in other ways, internet, people listen to the program. They're interested in what we're saying. We even get donations from foreign countries now because people really want to hear what we have to say. Not because I'm so smart, folks, but because I'm telling the truth out of God's word and out of history. So if you want to talk to the world, don't say I only got one voice. Well, I'm multiplied thousands of times right now. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I'm encouraged by, Prince, I saw something online. It was just today. CNN sent out a reporter to interview Americans and was absolutely shocked to find that Americans are not at all admirers of the president. In fact, some of the things that we're mentioning here on this program have been on their minds, and they were willing to talk about it. And, you know, if you talk to a number of cops, you're going to find out that they're not eager to be the first one to knock on a door or to break down a door to collect the guns. They know that they may be able to pull something like that off by surprise for maybe even a week or so. But as time would go on and some dreadful thing like that were to happen, I think it would be like throwing a match in a can of gasoline. It's not going to end well, and that's what I think is going to account for an amazing, you think COVID was a bad thing? Well, I don't have to think it was. Anyway, somebody that thinks that COVID was a bad thing, they ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till gun collection gets underway. Then you're going to see what Sarah Palin used to talk about, the mama bear getting awakened. The mama bear going to get awakened because you really shouldn't poke mama bear in the eye. And that's what we're talking about, is something so dreadful, so unmistakable that the average somnambulant fellow American who's a nice guy, goes and pays his taxes, goes and does his work, takes care of his family, doesn't want to bother about things like we're talking about, all of a sudden, they're going to be just as angry as they could be, and I think that would be getting the genie out of the bottle. And I don't think there's going to be any getting that genie back in. And frankly, I'm not eager to see that because I don't think it's going to be pleasant for anybody, but it's not going to work out well for the left.
Which politician was told somebody that, hey, if you all think you take guns against us, go ahead, we got nukes? Which one said that? Remember that?
I do remember. I don't remember who it was that said it, but it was stupid enough to be Biden. I think it was somebody even more arrogant than he.
It was. I can't remember what, but they said, well, they're threatening to nuke us. I mean, this is how perverted our leadership has gotten, and this is why we need to fear our leaders now, because they're not our leaders. They're our dictators. And again, we brought a lot of ourselves. We did. We brought a lot of ourselves by taking all the government handouts and programs. It's hard to bite the hand that feeds you. We know that. If King George was sending our food stamps maybe a couple of years before he attacked the colonies, maybe they wouldn't have fought back so hard. I don't know. But the point of it is, they're tyrants and they're showing their collars now. They're threatening to nuke us if we decide we don't want them to be leaders any longer. I mean, this is America today. We have clinics that are taking care of mamas with babies. are being firebombed, and nobody's been arrested. This is America Today. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, you've got General Milley, who's definitely a military leader that would follow the dictates of the wannabe dictators. But there's an awful lot of other cops and soldiers that would it would be an amazing epidemic, because I really think I know a number of them, and I have met and talked with a number of them over the years, that there would be this unbelievable, unimaginable, simultaneous affliction of military and police coming down with the blue flu. And these tyrants would be issuing these orders, and people would be calling saying, gee, there's nobody here in our precinct that's on duty. They're all home on sick leave.
You know, I'm sure there's going to be something like that. I'm sure there are. But I've also spoken to some who are good guys as far as talking to, nice guys. They would never do anything to hurt you intentionally. But I've asked them, what would you do if they passed a law to disarm me? And one of them said, I think about that. I thought, gee, that's a sad answer. But I've had them tell me also that the law will be enforced. That's the way they think. And some of them said, we're not going to do it. So it's going to be a toss-up what happens then. Who's going to stand for who?
You've got a division in their ranks. They can't afford that because it's going to take every single one of them following orders, and they're not going to be like that. They're not going to be acting with one mind and one voice, and that's why I'm still hopeful at this point that the public schools haven't been able to have at our kids' minds long enough. There's been enough Christian schools and homeschooling that I think there's still a backbone left in the American people. And what I think is the big mistake being made by the Biden team is that they don't understand this, because they don't live in our world, and they don't understand how we think. They don't appreciate how many of us there are. Many of us really have been afraid to speak out because of the social pressures that are on so all of us, and I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. You kind of got to think twice before you say something pro-Constitution and anti-Biden, and what a poor, sad sack he is. That's not politically correct, and it's not very woke. But I do think that we have not reached the point where they could count on enough of their employees to carry out their orders. I hope I'm right. I don't have an opinion poll of soldiers and police officers to show you, but I do think that's an accurate sense of where we are still. There's still a pulse in our republic, but it's not going to remain there all that much longer if we're not successful in pushing back now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you're right, and I don't have much time in God. I don't prophesy time. I don't. But I can look at events and the actions of the people to see that we're far down the road in the wrong direction. I can see that very clearly. And if I can't believe phone lines are not lighting up. I thought people would join us tonight and share their opinions tonight, because this program is open to anybody, folks. And again, it's your mouthpiece to reach the world if you want to use it. That's what we're here for. This is not my broadcast. I'm the host of the broadcast. God blessed me to be in the program and to host it for almost 30 years. But this is not my broadcast. Don't ever think something that I say, well, you're on the radio. I know, I'm just me. I just do my job. Won't you join us and do your job and share what's on your mind? That's what this program is all about. 844-769-2944. If you don't call, folks, we don't know what your thoughts are. And if you don't call, then the world won't either. So if you want to speak, now's your chance. We're done with about the last 4 minutes. And Larry, you keep up pretty much what's happening around the country. And I'm seeing several states, including West Virginia, said they're not going to obey more federal laws. I'd be interested to see if that's true or not. If they're going to stick to guns or not.
20 states now that are just telling the feds, you've gone too far. What you're doing is not constitutional, so it's not legal, and you're not going to get our state to cooperate with breaking the law. And I think that's enough states that even some crazy liberal from Los Angeles or New York City is going to, well, maybe we better be more sure about what we're doing. This game is not over yet. I think I would be silly to say we're not in danger. Obviously, we've been in danger for quite some time. But the thing that encourages me is to see Glenn Youngkin and his team in Virginia get elected. Some of the people that have been elected just recently were not supposed to have been elected, and they got elected. Because the American people are alarmed. And once they're alarmed, they're going to start paying attention. I have been paying attention. And that's what gives me some encouragement. I'm not ready to say, okay, it's game's over, we've won. Far from it. But I think it's still worth getting engaged because this game can still be won.
Well, it's our job as Christians, especially, to stand up for the truth. And
Amen.
Folks, the truth is, the God who created all things, the God that gave us our breath, the God that gave us all things, wants us to stand. Let's take another quick call. Let's go to Ed in Oklahoma. Ed, are you there? Come on in.
Yes, I certainly am. And you were talking on your show that nobody was calling in when you're talking to Larry Pratt over there. And the reason is because we are all listening to him. He has a very compelling
thing to say. Thank you. Thank you. That's a kind comment, Ed. Thank you.
Right now. So,
by the way, Ed, are you a first-time caller?
Oh, no, I've called you before. You've been on the air for almost 30 years, and I've been listening to you on shortwave since the 1990s. So.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Don't be a stranger now. You come and join us once in a while.
All right. Well, I got you on the radios right now.
Well, thank you so much. Let us know that. You'll be 30 years in March, believe it or not.
Amazing.
Well, I've been blessed. I really have. Been blessed.
It's very encouraging to hear you.
All right. So, yep, we're listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's an encouraging call. I mean, that really is. Well, we're down to about less than a minute. What do you want to say? And tell them how they can get to the Gun Owners of America. How to support them?
Well, you can get to Gun Owners. Perhaps the easiest way now, since everybody, I think, has access to the Internet, gunowners.org. You can find phone numbers and places to contribute, information about what we've been talking about and more. Gunowners.org. Really get
all right, folks, you can call 888-886-GUNS, 888-886-GUNS. See you tomorrow night. Thank you, Larry Pratt. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, folks, see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.